From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Blake Terrence. Four Republicans are hoping to succeed District 18's Brian Munslinger in the state Senate. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
The three, Craig Redman of Canton, Lyndall Shoemake of Hannibal, and Nate Walker of Kirksville, currently serve in the Missouri House. The fourth, Cindy O'Loughlin of Shelbina, co-owns a trucking and concrete business with her husband. All four of them agree on conservative social issues, such as supporting gun owners' rights, cutting taxes, and opposing abortion rights. The main difference is over O'Loughlin's lack of political experience, which she's embracing as an advantage, while Walker, Redman, and Shoemake are touting their work in the House as preparing them to serve in the Senate. O'Loughlin, meanwhile, has raised more than $185,000 in campaign funds, nearly twice as much as her three opponents combined. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
The League of Women's Voters held a candidate and ballot issue forum at Columbia Public Library last night, and the NAACP organized a candidate forum at the Second Missionary Baptist Church. As the August 7th primary elections near, candidates and interested parties talked about right to work, fireworks wars, racial issues, and other matters. The Columbia Missourian Report's turnout for both forums was high, with around 160 people in attendance. There were also presentations from a supporter and opponent of Prop A, the statewide right-to-work issue, and the Columbia Utilities Department about Prop 1, a $44 million water bond issue. The NAACP forum focused on issues involving race, and the congressional candidates fielded questions from the audience about privilege and systemic racism. The MU College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources celebrated Sanborn Field's 130th anniversary yesterday with an event at Eccles Hall. Sanborn Field is the plot of land at College Avenue and Rollins across from Hatch Hall. It's used by the university to study soil erosion and crop rotation. The field has a long history of nationally recognized research and has developed some of the best practices for farming. The Columbia Missourian reports there is even a soil sample from 1945 in the Smithsonian Institution. The field was founded in 1888 by former Kaffner Dean J.W. Sanborn. Blake Terrence, KBIA News, Columbia.